Greetings! Welcome to Average Joe's Fantasy. I'm your host, Steve Nordyke, and we are just 2 days away from the start of the regular season. And honestly, I can't wait. I got some good drafts in, I got some good trades in. So hopefully you all did the same. You know, it was nice talking to a few of you over the preseason here and getting, you know, your insights and trying to help you make some trades and make some moves and, you know, get a leg up on your competition. You know, the season starts in 2 days. And the first 2 weeks of the season, man, they are just like it's a rapid fire. People going to waivers, coming from waivers, people hitting three home runs in a game. It's going to, you know, we have random guys pitching one hitters. It's going to be crazy. And you're going to have guys that all of a sudden they're, you know, the hot pickup of the week. And 3 weeks later, they are in the minors. And that's what makes baseball really interesting and hard to play. You know, fantasy baseball is the hardest, in my opinion. Even though basketball kind of kicked my ass this year, I think I mentioned the last episode. Sorry to go on a little tangent here. I'm a little bitter, a little upset about basketball. I had, I think, 9 teams. All 9 made the playoffs, which was great. And 2 made the finals, which is pretty horrific, honestly. I had a number 1 seed flame out in the semifinals. I had two more great teams flame out in the semifinals. Freaking terrible. So I'll be lucky to break even in basketball. Just, you know, the way it goes. Sometimes you catch lightning in a bottle and you make a run to the finals, and sometimes you flame out. These goddamn athletes sitting out, man, killed me. Drives me up the wall. Yeah, dude, sitting out. Anyways, we're about baseball here, and no bitterness. Try to leave the bitterness behind as we go into, you know, really the last week before opening day. And let me drop my email, avgjoesfantasy@yahoo.com. avgjoesfantasy@yahoo.com. These first 2 weeks are critical. It's really a time where you can get, you know, pennies on the dollar for some of these players. The first 2 weeks, first month, really. You're not going to have guys give up on Mike Trout, but you could have guys give up on Rhys Hoskins, Cody Bellinger. Guys in like the third to fifth round, they can flame out, and you can get them on the cheap. Not to say that they're going to flame out all year, because they could turn it right around. But, you know, if a first rounder has a bad week or two, nobody's cutting bait. No one's giving a discount. But, you know, Anthony Rendon struggles in the first three weeks. You start making some offers. You know, try to pick up people like that. It's really, you know, it's so chaotic the first couple weeks, first month. You have to be on it. You got to be on the wire. You got to make sure that you have consolidated your starting lineup to the point where you can cut guys on your bench to pick up some of these hot prospects. And God willing, some of these hot guys, you know, keep it going. You know, that's the idea. Pick up somebody off waivers. They put a sustained few weeks together. Now they have some value. And if somebody gets hurt, ship them out. You're looking to improve all areas of your team by picking up these guys on waivers. Maybe they slide into a spot where one of your guys is struggling. That's possible too. But you're also looking for big name guys like Elvis Andrews, who's been drafted really low. He comes out and tears it up. Now all of a sudden people are like, man, he's back. He's fifth round value again. But we'll get into that in a few minutes here. I want to talk about, to start off with, my we're going to do some shares today. We'll talk about the guys I have a lot of shares of, the guys I have zero shares of. But let's go first through my trades. I've made a lot. I can't remember how many teams I had. I was going to count them, and I forgot. I think I have 12 or 13. And so let me talk about my trades here. These are trades that I made all in pay leagues, some in Yahoo Pro League, some in custom leagues that cost money. Haven't made any trades in the Joe's League yet, which is as expected. I don't think I'm going to have much action in that league. Hopefully I drafted well. Let's see. Recently I traded Sean Doolittle for David Dahl. I think that was a pretty good trade. Dahl's been tearing it up, and I had Matt Olson on that team. I had Malik Smith on that team. I had a need for a hitter, and you know, closers, I'm not really going to worry about a closer. I also traded Wilson Contreras and Jesus Aguilar for Joey Votto, which I think was a pretty good trade for me. Any time I trade a catcher here, because I traded a few of them, I've never traded one catcher away that I only had one of. Contreras was my second. And anybody who's listened to some of these drafts knows that I've doubled down on catchers quite often. This is why. You know, Aguilar, like a 9th round, 10th round guy. I add another 9th round, 11th round guy, and now I'm in the 4th round for Joey Votto. And hopefully Joey Votto doesn't suck like he did last year. That would just be great. One of the bigger trades I made was Charlie Blackman and Aaron Nola for Mookie Betts. Feel like I paid up pretty well on that one. I feel like I really stepped up to the plate to get Mookie. Premium talent is always where I'm at. I may have overpaid. We'll see how that works out during the season, but that was probably the one I paid up the most on. I traded Anthony Rendon and Kirby Yates for Goldschmidt. I think it was a freaking awesome trade. I traded Vlad Jr. just last week for Mike Clevinger. I drafted Vlad, I think, in the first or second team I did, and I've regretted it ever since. And now he's hurt. So trading him for Clevinger, who I think is a real dark horse candidate for Cy Young in the American League, I think that's a great trade for me. Huge trade. I traded Javier Baez and Jose Ramirez for Mike Trout and Andrew Benintendi. This was a trade I made before the draft even started. I was, I think, what was I, like the 7th pick or 4th pick or something? I think it might have been the 3rd pick. Yeah, I think I was the 3rd or 4th pick, and I traded my first 2 picks for his first 2 picks, which was great. It worked out great in my favor. I didn't draft any shares of Trout, but I was able to get them through trades. That was never one all draft season. I traded Josh Donaldson and Aaron Nola for Javier Baez, which I think was pretty good. That was actually the same team. So I traded Baez in that trade, and I traded for him back. We'll see how that one works out. I mean, I traded 2 shares of Nola. Hopefully I made the right decision. I traded Cody Bellinger and Felipe Vasquez for Goldschmidt. I think that was a great trade. I traded David Dahl and Cody Allen for Rendon. That was an iffy one. And I think Dahl could really have a sensational year. But I think Rendon could be the MVP. Cody Allen, I don't really care either way about. I got Dahl way later than Rendon went for. And I needed a third baseman. It gives me a little more flexibility in that team. So that was a pretty decent trade. I traded Rendon and Felipe Vasquez for Benintendi. I think that was a great trade. I traded Trevor Story and Kenley Jansen for Ronald Acuna. I think that was an amazing trade. Really, really good. And then I traded, so these next 3 are all the same team. All the same team. So I traded Story and Jansen for Acuna. And then I traded Matt Chapman and Byron Buxton for Patrick Corbin. Chapman I got like 7 rounds later. I was talking about in different drafts how I got this deal on Chapman, and he went to like 12th or 14th round or some ridiculous, some way, 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 way late. So I traded Chapman and Buxton for Corbin, which is a solid trade, I think. And then I traded Acuna and Corbin, the 2 guys I just traded for Mike Trout. So it ended up being Story, Jansen, Chapman, and Buxton for Trout, which I still think was pretty good. Story's a late 2nd rounder, Jansen 4th or 5th, Chapman like 9th or 10th, and Buxton 20th, or 18th round, something like that. So it was a pretty good trade for me. Plus, I opened up a bunch of roster spots, which is really the goal in any of these. Then I traded Gary Sanchez and Jose Barrios for Chris Sale. Really, really good trade. I traded Alex Bregman, Arodys Vizcaino, and E-Rod, Eduardo Rodriguez, for Jose Altuve and Jack Flaherty. This one took me a little while. This one was iffy because I really think Bregman is equal to Altuve. He actually offered me Bregman for Altuve straight up. Bregman went like 6 or 7 picks after Altuve, but I think they're pretty close. So I didn't take that one. But I figure Vizcaino and Eduardo Rodriguez is for Flaherty is great. So I was able to balance it off that way. And I traded Juan Soto and Tyler Glasnow for Jose Barrios and Anthony Rizzo. Which I think was a pretty sweet trade. I think Glasnow is basically worthless. Soto and Rizzo are about the same. And Barrios is a really, really good starting pitcher. I mean, he could have it out. If he could step the other step forward this year, talking about him winning like 18 games, striking out 230 batters, and high 2s or low 3s ERA with a 1.14 whip or something like that, a really quality year. So those are the trades I made before the season even started. And usually I'm making trades. I send out 6 of them because Yahoo only allows you to have 6 at one time. I'll fire out 6 before the night is over. After I do a draft. All right, let's talk about some of the players here. Some of my shares. I got a whole bunch of them. Let's talk about, first of all, let's talk about players I have zero shares of. I have zero shares of Christian Yelich, which is kind of surprising because I'm not really that down on Yelich. He was just always gone. You know, if I was picking 5th or 6th or 7th, I was able to get somebody I thought was better. If I was picking 9th or 10th or whatever, he was gone and I'd get somebody else. So he just never had the opportunity. Yelich, Corey Kluber, Justin Verlander, two older pitchers. I have a real hard time with older pitchers, even though I think Verlander will probably be just as good as he was last year, but I think Kluber's dropping off. Francisco Lindor, I don't like drafted injured players. Manny Machado, I don't think he's going to be as good in San Diego as people are thinking he is. Freddie Freeman, I just got unlucky. You know, really unlucky with Freeman, because I offered, you know, I traded for Goldie twice, offered the same trades for Freeman, and nobody would deal him away. Whit Merrifield, never got the chance to get him. Garrett Cole, never got him. Carlos Correa, Chris Davis, Luis Severino, injured. Rhys Hoskins, never had a chance. I don't know why. I like Hoskins, too. Carlos Carrasco, I think he's going to have a down year. Xander Bogaerts, never had a chance to get him. Edwin Diaz, always went earlier than I thought he should have. Aroldis Chapman, I'm not real high on. Gleyber Torres, Eugenio Suarez, Jose Abreu, Lorenzo Cain. Lorenzo Cain is a guy I think goes way too high. Zach Greinke and Matt Carpenter, two older guys. I think Carpenter's going to have a horrible year. I think he's going to fall way off. Roberto Osuna, I think he's might be the best closer in the league. He could have, you know, a number one closer type year, but I never had a chance to get him. Ozzie Albies, I think he's going to be down. Yasiel Puig, Jameson Taillon, Marcelo Ozuna, so now we have guys in the middle, the outfielders in like round 6 or 7 to 9 or 10, and any of them guys. Marcelo Ozuna, Eddie Rosario, Nick Castellanos, Justin Upton, none of those guys. I didn't get Herman Marquez, I didn't get Miguel Andujar, I didn't get Raisel Iglesias, Edwin Encarnacion, Josh Hader, D. Gordon, Mitch Haniger, David Price, or Scooter, thankfully. So no Scooter, no injuries. That was nice. So those are the guys I got zero shares of. Some of them are basically guys I usually don't take. Older pitchers I don't like taking. I don't like taking guys coming off of major injuries or guys who are injured. And some guys I don't like overpaying for. I feel like Whit Merrifield's an overpay. I feel like, Carlos Carrasco was way too early. Aroldis Chapman is too high. And I don't like guys coming off, you know, career years when I think regression is going to set in. Just like Ozzie Albies, Gleyber Torres, Miguel Andujar. Just scare me away a little bit. So those are the guys I didn't get any shares of. Let's go through some of the people I did get shares of. Let's do position by position. Catchers. I got 6 different catchers. I have 6. I drafted 7 shares of Contreras, and I drafted 4 shares of Gary Sanchez and 4 shares of Real Muto. I traded away 1 Contreras and 1 Sanchez. So I was heavy into top-tier catchers. I don't want to be stuck with Salvador Perez, who I had 1 share of, and now I have Danny Jansen replacing him. I got 1 Wilson Ramos that's all right, and I got I drafted 2 Danny Jansen. So I have actually 3 shares of Danny Jansen now, which is really, really great. Really, really awesome. Those teams are going to be great. First base, my main target was Matt Olson. I drafted him on 4 teams. That was kind of a crapper. But then I also drafted Joey Votto twice and Goldschmidt once, but I traded for Votto and Goldschmidt, so I have 3 shares of each of them now. So I have 3 Vottos, 3 Goldschmidts, which has helped. I was also able to get, you know, I have 2 shares of Tyler White, 1 CJ Cron, things like that. Guys who have, you know, Miguel Cabrera, who could have big years. Second base, my main target, as it turned out, was Garrett Hampson, who may or may not start at second base. I have 5 shares of him I drafted. Behind him, I have Robinson Cano at 3 shares. Jose Ramirez at 2 shares. I traded one away, so I have 1. And Altuve, I drafted 1, and now I have 2 of. And I got 1 of Yoan Moncada and Dozier and LeMahieu and just garbage. I got 1 Daniel Murphy, too. I like Daniel Murphy. Third base, my biggest target was Rendon. I drafted him 5 times. I still have 4 of him. And behind him was Will Myers. I like the power, speed, and heat. You know, I don't overdraft him. I draft him when he's available. So I have 3 shares of Will Myers. I had 2 of Bregman. Now I have 1. I have 2 Travis Shaws. I have 2 Rafael Devers. I have 2 Nolan Arenados. You know, at the top of that order, I like drafting Arenado. So that's what we got going on. I got 1 Moustakas and no more Vlads or Donaldsons. At shortstop, I was into the Jurickson Profar stock pretty heavily. I have 7 shares of him and still have 7 shares. I also have 5 shares of Willy Adames, which is surprising. I thought I had more of Adames because I am all about, you know, doubling up on these guys. I mentioned it in every draft, doubling up, doubling up. So I was deep on, you know, I had Garrett Hampson on a lot of teams. I have Profar on a lot of teams. Adames I have 5 of. Alberto Mondesi, I have 3. Andrus, I have 3. Jose Peraza, I have 3. Javier Baez, I have 2. Trey Turner, I have 1. I have 1 crappy Corey Seager, 1 Gene Segura. But anytime I'm getting one of these guys, I'm doubling down with Profar, doubling down with Adames or Andrus. So I'm trying to get 2 of them. I want to have 2 of them in case, you know, the position's fairly, it's deeper than normal, but there's not, you know, there's not a lot of, I guess, top 5 or 6 talents. So if somebody gets hurt, they're, you know, people are going to need to be scraping the wire for refills. So I want to be the person to refill them. And I want to charge them a pretty penny for it. Now, outfield, I have a lot of different choices here. Holy smokes. I drafted 0 shares of Trout. I ended up with 2. Benintendi, I drafted 4 shares. I ended up with 6. Love me some Benintendi. I drafted 5 shares of Blackman. I still have 4. Drafted 3 shares of Betts. I have 4. Drafted 3 of Soto. I have 2. Drafted 4 of Buxton. I still have 3. Let's see. Some of the guys I have heavy. I got 3 David Dahls, 3 Michael Brantleys, 3 Ian Desmonds. Those are all trademark my guys. Those are people that I like. Victor Robles, I got 2 of them, both in auctions. He always went earlier in drafts than I could get. I got 2 Judges, 2 Nimmos, 3 Malik Smith, because he's super late, 3 Winkers, 2 Bryce Harper, 2 Stantons, 2 Austin Meadows, 2 David, Daniel Pulka. That's really been a bunch of guys I have 1 of. Starling Marte, 1. AJ Pollock, 1. But I got a lot of guys here with power and speed. That's key. Guys who are ready for a breakout like Dahl and potential MVPs like Harper, Stanton, Blackman, Betts. I wanted some big-time outfielders. That's why I was willing to trade a lot to get Trout. Some of the best players are in the outfield, so you should have, you know, high-end outfielders. Starting pitchers, I was heavy into the Eduardo Rodriguez movement here. I drafted him 7 times. I think it's the most of any player I drafted. I still have 6 of them. I drafted Jack Flaherty 5 times, and now I have 6. Drafted Clevinger 4 times, and I have 5. Drafted Chris Sale once, and I have 2. Drafted Robbie Ray 5 times, which was kind of a surprise. I didn't realize I had so many Robbie Rays. Drafted Jose Quintana 6 times. Drafted Jose Berrios 3 times, still have 3. Drafted Trevor Bauer twice. Drafted Joey Lucchesi 5 times. Drafted Aaron Nola twice, and I have 0 shares of him. I have 2 shares of Max Scherzer. I've got, what else do I got? I got 4 shares of Zach Wheeler, 3 shares of Madison Bumgarner, 2 shares of Walker Buehler, 2 shares of Peacock, 2 shares of Jay Happ, 3 shares of, was it Jake? Loaisiga? John Loaisiga? Whatever the hell a Yankees guy is. I had 3 shares of him. I think I dropped him on a couple teams, though. Only one Corbin I drafted, only 1 Strasburg, 1 Freeland, 1 Snell, 1 Kershaw that I got late, 1 DeGrom. So that's my pitching. A lot of guys in that middle tier. I have a couple heavy hitters here. Sale, Scherzer, DeGrom, 1, but a lot of this middle tier, you know, with Clevinger, Flaherty, Bauer, Berrios, Wheeler, Bumgarner. I pounded that section. I don't mind it. Closers, I'm all over the place on closers. 6, relief pitchers, sorry, not closers, relief pitchers. Because Carlos Martinez I have 6 of, so he's kind of a starter or reliever. I have 6 of him. Drafted him just to put him in my injured list spot, which I have. So that's fine. I'll sit on him for a while. If I have to drop him, I have to drop him, whatever. But closers, I drafted 4 Jordan Hicks, 4 Cody Allens, and 4 Felipe Vasquez, of which I still have 2. Drafted 3 Kenley Jansons, I still have 2. 3 Hunter Stricklands, 3 Shane Green, 3 Alex Colomé. Did I say 4 Cody Allen? I can't remember. 2 Blake Parker, 2 Archie Bradley. Yeah, a lot of guys on the bottom end here. I didn't get a lot of top-tier closers at all. I got 1 share of Brad Hand. I had 1 Doolittle, and I have 0. I got, you know, 2 shares of Michael Givens, 2 shares of Romo. I had two Yates, now I have one. I only had one Knebel, which was turned out pretty well. And I picked up Jeremy Jeffress on like five teams. Because he should close, you know, when he comes back. Unless I sign Kimbrel. Whatever. So that's where we are. Utility, I only have one Ohtani. I have one Nelson Cruz. Ohtani's available in probably half the leagues that I'm in. So once he gets DL eligible, I'll go grab him and stick him in the DL. Have him and Carlos Martinez in my DL spots. Because I want to have those full. You have to have them full. Even in a head-to-head league, you know, I really value my pickups. I don't want to waste them on, you know, just anything for head-to-head leagues. I'm using these pickups for extra starters, for hitters who could help me, you know, steal a base or do, you know, help me get a point. But at the beginning of the year, I don't mind using a couple pickups here and there for you know, potential closers or for injured guys like Carlos Martinez, kind of like Ohtani there. And you'll see Matt Olson get dropped. You may see Scooter get dropped. Go ahead and get them. You know, take them. Put them in your IL spot. It doesn't make any sense that you wouldn't put them in your spot there. I already saw. Who did I see get dropped? One Olson get dropped. Doesn't make any sense why you would drop him. I mean, just because he's not injured list eligible yet, he will be probably tomorrow. You know, the day before the season starts. So look at that wire for those injured guys. If you need to use your pickups, whatever. You know, you may lose a point the first week. Because you're trying to solidify your team for the full season. But if you can get a Matt Olson for nothing, if you can get Malik Smith if he ends up on the injured list for nothing, you know, if you could get Scooter for nothing, that's great. Go ahead and get him. You know, I don't know if I'd trade for him. Maybe you trade in. So, you know, whoever had Scooter probably took Scooter fairly early, you know, seventh round or something, sixth round, where it's eighth round. So they may not have a quality second baseman. So that might be somebody you want to look to trade with. You know, see if they're interested in Jurickson and Profar or somebody that first week that tears it up on your bench. Maybe you have Adames who hits, you know, three home runs in that week and steals three bases or something ridiculous. Start making offers. I mean, unless you are fully committed to Adames. And I'm not. I think he's going to have a nice year. I think he could have a really good year. But, you know, he hits three home runs and steals three bases in that first week. I'm looking to include him in trades all day long. That's what I do. So look out for these injured guys getting dropped. Be aware of that wire. Watch those scores. Somebody has three home runs in a game, go grab them, especially in a roto league. I mean, don't waste pickups on people like that if you're head-to-head league, unless there's somebody with potential. Unless you know, Peter Alonso's on your wire, because Peter Alonso's probably available in a third of my leagues or a quarter of my leagues. You know, he's going to start. He's going to make the team. He should be the opening day first baseman. If he's available, go get him. You know, don't worry about dropping, you know, Tyler White or somebody on your bench or maybe even Nimmo. You know, go and get this massive upside potential, even if it costs you a pickup for that week. I understand pickups are important, but you got to have the best team you can get. There you go. In a roto league, man, you can just cycle through everybody. Just keep picking them up. Someone looks great, pick them up until they start stringing together games. If you can get someone to string together a few games, you know, kind of like I didn't write it down. I never remember his name. Eric Thames, right? The Brewers put together a couple months of greatness a few years ago. That's what you want. You want someone to Thames it up for the first week, you know, first month, first 2 months, and you just package them and go get someone that's struggling. You know, go grab Votto or go grab Bellinger, because they're, you know, who knows? You're going to have stars that start off struggling. They always do. But a star is a star for a reason, because they've figured it out. Rookies that struggle, not rookies, second-year guys that struggle, maybe like Albies or Glaber, you can't trust that they've figured it out because they haven't been there yet. Maybe they do, but if they start struggling, you know, that team may give up on them. You know, the team that has them in fantasy may give up on them. They're like, oh, no, you know, I drafted a guy in the sixth round or fifth round. Now he's, you know, hit 120 for the month of April, and you can go in there and try to get him. You know, I would definitely be looking for those guys, because you know they've gotten that far for a reason. They can figure it out. They just haven't figured it out at the big league level yet. Once they adjust, once they start solving some of these problems, they're gonna start mashing again. So I'm looking for those guys. I'll gladly target Glaber and Albies if they struggle out of the gate. Gladly. So those are the guys that are going to be easiest to poach away from the teams. A little bit harder would be, you know, guys that take in the first round. You know, you're not going to be able to trade. You know, if Jesse Winker hits freaking 9 home runs in April, you know, and Mookie Betts hits 2 and hits like 211, you're not going to be able to package Winker and a closer for Betts. It's not going to happen. But you could package Winker for maybe one of these struggling, you know, one of these struggling young guys. Maybe Eugenio Suarez struggles. You know, and you try to get Suarez that way. Those are all things you need to consider during this first period here in the league. And we'll have an episode next week and talk a little bit more about some of the trends that have happened, some of the games that have been played, some of the guys who look great and some of the guys who look terrible, or maybe some injuries, you know. Injuries don't just hurt the teams in your league that they happen to. They can help you out because now you have a trading partner. You know, I've mentioned it before. If somebody drafts a high-end second baseman or shortstop and that person gets hurt, they usually don't have a second one of any value. You want to be that person to provide them one. That's why you're taking two. That's why you're taking Andrews. That's why you're taking Profar. You know, that's why you're taking Rogan Odor. Maybe Odor hits freaking 9 home runs and steals 8 bases or 9 bases the first month and hits 280, you know, 290. Holy smokes, now he's done it. You know, people have been talking about him for years. Maybe now he's done it. He's arrived. And you start trying to poach some of these struggling stars. But yeah, email me, avgjoesfantasy@yahoo.com. avgjoesfantasy@yahoo.com. If you have any questions, if your team starts off slow and you're panicking, or if you're in first and you're like, man, I got everybody doing good. Well, how can I get better? Just because you're in first in, you know, the first week or 2 weeks doesn't mean you're going to end up that way. It's nice. I'd better be in first than last, but it doesn't really mean a whole lot. But there are owners that are going to panic, especially on Yahoo, where you can see their standings. Like if they're a gold or silver or bronze team, then they may be someone that doesn't play very often, so they may get a little bit more jittery, or they may have like 8 accounts and tell you to go piss off. Either way, you're still sending out trades. So email me. If you have any questions, you know, you say this guy's in last. I'm always targeting the teams that are in last. You know, the first week or two, the last place team isn't necessarily going to panic that much. After a month, they are going to panic. After 2 months, they're going to panic to the point where they may even quit. You know, after 3 months, if they're in last, there's a good chance they're done. You know, no one's going to play out a six and a half month season when they're dead last by a mile. They're going to mail it in. So you need to hit these bottom teams before they call it quits. That's critical, super important. I can't tell you how many times I've traded with teams in the beginning, before the season starts, the first couple weeks of the season, and then by July they're dead. You know, they don't change their teams anymore. They got like 6 injured players starting. You want to get those teams early before they mail it in. So there we go. Hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you guys drafted well, and Thursday, opening day. I'll be listening. Hope you will too. Any questions, let me know. Average Joe's out.